I tell his story lots of times." Endos nodded and smiled, although there was a faint trace of pain right behind his eyes. "I expect," said Tepic, "that your ears develop protective rough surfaces after a while." Endos nodded. "Do go on," he urged. Tepic glanced across at Pythagonal, who was moodily drawing right angles in his Taramasalata. "I'd love to stay and listen to you listening to me all day," he said, "but there's a man over there I'd like to see." "That's amazing," said Endos, making a short note and turning his attention to a conversation further along the table. A philosopher had averred that although truth was beauty, beauty was not necessarily truth, and a fight was breaking out. Endos listened carefully. The role of listeners has never been fully appreciated. However, it is well known that most people don't listen. They use the time when someone else is speaking to think of what they're going to say next. True listeners have always been revered among oral cultures and prized for their rarity value. Bards and poets are ten a cow, but a good listener is hard to find. Or at least, hard to find twice. Tepic wandered along the table to where Pythagonal was sitting in unrelieved misery and currently peering suspiciously under the crust of a pie. Tepic looked over his shoulder. "I think I saw something moving in there," he said. Said the geometrician, taking a cork out of an amphora with his teeth. "The mysterious young man in black from the Lost Kingdom." "I was hoping you could help me find it again," said Tepic. "I heard that you have some very unusual ideas in Ifeeb."
It had to happen," said Pythagonal. He pulled a pair of dividers from the folds of his robe and measured the pie thoughtfully. "Is it a constant, do you think? It's a depressing concept."
"Sorry," said Tepic.
"The diameter divides into the circumference, you know. It ought to be 3 times. You'd think so, wouldn't you? But does it? No. 3.141 and lots of other figures. There's no end to the buggers. Do you know how pissed off that makes me?"
"I expect it makes you extremely pissed off," said Tepic politely.
"Right. It tells me that the creator used the wrong kind of circles. It's not even a proper number. I mean, 3.5 you could respect. Or 3.3, that'd look right."
He stared morosely at the pie. "Excuse me, you said something about it had to happen."
"What?" said Pythagonal from the depths of his gloom. "Pie," he added.
"What had to happen?" Tepic prompted.
"You can't mess with geometry, friend. Pyramids? Dangerous things. Asking for trouble, I mean."
Pythagonal reached unsteadily for his wine cup.
"How long did they think they could go on building bigger and bigger pyramids for? I mean, where do they think power comes from? I mean..."
He hiccuped.
"You've been in that place, haven't you? Ever noticed how slow it all seems to be?"
"Oh, yes," said Tepic flatly.
"That's because the time is sucked up, see? Pyramids. So they have to flare it off. Flare light, they call it. They think it looks pretty. It's their time they're burning off."
"All I know is the air feels as though it's been boiled in a sock," said Tepic, "and nothing actually changes even if it doesn't stay the same."
"Right," said Pythagonal. "The reason being, it's past time. They use up past time over and over again. The pyramids take up all the new time. And if you don't let the pyramids flare, the power'll build up."
He paused.
"I suppose," he went on, "that it'd escape along a what's name, a fracture in space."
"I was there before the kingdom went," said Tepic. "I thought I saw the big pyramid move."
"Oh, there you are, then. It's probably moved the dimensions around by 90 degrees, said Pythagonal, with the assurance of the truly drunk.
"You mean, so length is height and height is width?"
Pythagonal shook an unsteady finger. No, he said. "So that length is height and height is breadth and breadth is width and width is..."
He burped.
"Time. Another dimension, see? 4 of the bastards. Time's one of them. 90 thingies to the other 3. Degrees is what I mean. Only, only it can't exist in...